The universe is a puzzle box of cosmic proportions, filled with seeming contradictions that have perplexed humanity for centuries. Why is it so vast, yet we occupy such a tiny corner? Why did it take billions of years to prepare for human existence? Why is most of it dark, empty, and hostile to life? These questions have challenged both believers and skeptics alike. In Why the Universe is the Way It Is, Hugh Ross, an astrophysicist with a profound spiritual perspective, offers a fascinating exploration that bridges scientific discovery with theological purpose. The book has become a cornerstone text for those seeking to reconcile modern cosmology with religious faith, earning praise from scientists like Nobel laureate Charles Townes, who called it a landmark work that deserves wide attention. Ross's unique approach has influenced thinkers across disciplines, from astronomy to philosophy, by demonstrating how the universe's apparent imperfections might actually reveal profound intentionality. Rather than seeing cosmic features as evidence against design, Ross invites readers to consider whether these characteristics might serve purposes we've yet to fully appreciate. Humans possess a unique characteristic that separates us from all other known species, an insatiable curiosity that extends far beyond mere survival needs. This curiosity drives us to ask profound why questions about the universe's existence and structure. Sometimes, this drive for understanding even outweighs our instinct for self-preservation, as evidenced by explorers, scientists, and philosophers throughout history who risked everything in pursuit of knowledge. My own journey began with a simple childhood question about whether stars were hot. This innocent curiosity launched a lifelong quest that led me through astronomy, physics, and ultimately to exploring diverse philosophical and religious perspectives. While scientific curiosity helps us understand how things work, spiritual curiosity drives us to seek meaning and coherence in our existence. What's particularly fascinating is how human complaints about the universe have completely reversed over time. Before powerful telescopes, critics argued the universe was too small to be God's work. Surely an infinite deity would create something larger. Now, with our ability to observe the universe's true vastness, critics argue it's absurdly large for humanity's home. Why would God create unnecessary matter and space? Similar contradictory complaints have been made about Earth size. Once too large, making trade routes inconvenient, now too small, limiting human expansion. These shifting perspectives reveal something profound about human nature. We struggle to comprehend cosmic scales and purposes beyond our immediate experience. Yet this very struggle, this tension between what we observe and what we expect, might itself be meaningful. Perhaps the universe's apparent contradictions aren't evidence against design, but clues to deeper purposes that extend beyond merely providing humanity a comfortable dwelling place. The universe's sheer enormity often makes humans feel inconsequential, raising questions about life's ultimate value and purpose. While we occupy just one tiny planet circling an ordinary star in a galaxy of 200 billion stars, itself just one among 200 billion galaxies, this vastness isn't wasteful, but necessary for our existence. We occupy a rare moment in cosmic history and an ideal location in cosmic geography from which to study the universe. The Hubble Ultra Deep Field image revealed over 10,000 galaxies in just a tiny patch of sky, allowing astronomers to calculate that the observable universe contains approximately 50 billion trillion stars. If each star were shrunk to grapefruit size, the average distance between them would be from Los Angeles to Peru. And, remarkably, all these stars account for just 1% of the universe's total mass. This enormous mass isn't excessive, it's absolutely essential for human existence. The universe's mass density must be calibrated with extraordinary precision for life to exist. This fine-tuning is so extreme that it's comparable to altering an aircraft carrier's mass by a single fleck of paint and rendering it completely unusable. At certain early cosmic epochs, the mass density required fine-tuning to 1 part in 10 to the 60 to allow for physical life anywhere. Astronomers now recognize that visible matter, stars and galaxies, comprises only a tiny fraction of the universe's total mass. The universe requires precisely balanced components. 5% ordinary matter, with 5% of that being bright stars, while 95% must be dark gas, dust, rocks, planets. And exotic dark matter must be nearly 5 times more abundant than ordinary matter. The universe functions with separate systems for slowing down and speeding up, similar to a car. Gravity serves as the main braking system, while dark energy functions as the acceleration system, a self-stretching property of the cosmic surface that becomes progressively stronger as the universe expands. The fine-tuning of dark energy density is extraordinarily precise. If changed by as little as 1 part in 10 to the 120, the universe would be unable to support life. Rather than seeing ourselves as insignificant specks in this immensity, we might consider that the Creator invested an extraordinary amount, 50 billion trillion stars, plus 100 times more matter, all fine-tuned with mind-boggling precision specifically for us. This suggests our worth rather than our insignificance. Just as we can identify a car's age by its features, scientists can observe the universe throughout its history, revealing why it must be precisely 13.73 billion years old, neither younger nor older, to support human life. From an astronomical perspective, this represents the minimum time necessary to prepare a home for humanity for 3 critical reasons. First, essential heavy elements needed time to build up. For its first 365 million years, the universe contained only hydrogen, helium, and traces of lithium, beryllium, and boron. The 20-plus heavier elements required for life were manufactured exclusively in stellar furnaces over time. It took at least 9 billion years of heavy element production before Earth's solar system could form with the necessary abundance of these elements. Second, long-lived radioactive isotopes needed to accumulate. Radiometric isotopes like uranium-235, uranium-238, and thorium-232 are produced in supernovae and decay over time. These elements are crucial for Earth's habitability as they provide nearly all the energy driving plate tectonics and help sustain Earth's magnetic field. Research shows that these elements reached their peak abundance when the universe was about 9.2 billion years old, precisely when Earth formed 4.57 billion years ago. Third, dangerous cosmic events needed to subside. The same supernovae that produce essential heavy elements also shower their surroundings with deadly radiation. Advanced life couldn't safely emerge until the rate of supernova eruptions had significantly decreased. Similarly, gamma-ray bursts and dense molecular clouds posed lethal threats that diminished substantially only after the universe exceeded 10 billion years of age. Earth itself required 4.57 billion years of preparation. Our Sun achieved minimal flaring activity only after reaching 4.5 to 4.6 billion years of age, making it finally safe for advanced life. Earth's early history featured intense asteroid and comet bombardments that made the planet inhospitable to advanced life for billions of years. Yet, these same impacts delivered vital water supplies and valuable mineral deposits. Earth's precise 24-hour rotation took 4.5 billion years of tidal interactions to achieve from an initial 2 to 3-hour day, while oxygen accumulation required 3.8 billion years of photosynthetic life to reach today's 21% atmospheric level. At 13.73 billion years, the universe is precisely the right age for humans to study its history and structure. This unique epoch allows astronomers to witness 99.99% of cosmic history, including the moment when light first separated from darkness. We exist at the only time in cosmic history when we can observe the universe's entire history, allowing us to comprehend our existence and explore cosmic origins. The human desire to connect with others drives us to explore not just Earth, but potentially the cosmos itself. As transportation and communication technologies advance, our search for intelligent life extends beyond our planet to the Milky Way and galaxies beyond. This compelling question emerges: are we alone in the universe? In summer 1950, four distinguished physicists, including Nobel laureate Enrico Fermi, posed what became known as Fermi's paradox. Given the billions of stars and potential planets in our galaxy and its age of several billion years, Earth should have been visited by extraterrestrials long ago. So where is everybody? This challenge sparked decades of debate about whether we're alone in the universe. Despite public fascination with alien visitors, scientific investigation of millions of UFO reports has found that 90 to 99% are identifiable objects or phenomena, with no credible physical evidence supporting extraterrestrial visitation among the remaining cases. Meanwhile, interstellar travel faces insurmountable physical barriers. Special relativity prohibits faster-than-light travel, while the hazards of interstellar space severely limit spacecraft velocity. Even at less than 1% of light speed, a trip from the nearest planetary system would take at least 25,000 years. Nearly 50 years of SETI research, including Project Phoenix's scan of 800 stars within 200 light-years, has detected no intelligent signals. Astronomers have discovered over 280 extrasolar planets orbiting more than 230 stars, but none possesses characteristics that would permit neighboring planets capable of supporting advanced life. Despite decades of searching, no solar twin with our sun's life essential characteristics has been found. Earth's solar system occupies an extraordinarily privileged position in the cosmos. Located just inside the co-rotation distance, it avoids dangerous mean motion resonance while crossing spiral arms only once every billion years. The last crossing occurred 560 to 600 million years ago, placing Earth currently in the safest possible position. The Milky Way itself is exceptional, with symmetrical, evenly spaced spiral arms showing no signs of the disturbing events found in most galaxies. Our galaxy resides in the tiny local group of only about 40 galaxies, rather than a typical dense cluster of 10,000-plus galaxies. The naturalistic model for life's origin faces insurmountable challenges. Despite finding over 120 organic-type molecules in space, researchers have discovered no amino acids, nucleobases, or critical sugars necessary for life in quantities sufficient for life's origin. Space conditions, especially ultraviolet and X-ray radiation, guarantee that building block molecules are destroyed as quickly as they form. Current scientific understanding supports that only Earth offers an environment hospitable enough for intelligent life to build civilization, or even for the simplest life forms to exist. After nearly 60 years researching Fermi's paradox, "Where is everybody?" science's answer is simply, "Nowhere but here." Yet this conclusion doesn't mean mankind must be absolutely alone. Created in God's image, humans can communicate with the source of all life and connect meaningfully with others. The Christian worldview also includes angels, intelligent beings not subject to physical limitations but able to enter the human realm. While non-theists see only nothingness beyond Earth's limitations, Christians see the universe as preparation for an inheritance of love, joy, and connectedness surpassing imagination. In Southern California, tinted car windows and sunglasses are necessities because light, typically helpful for visibility, can sometimes blind us. Astronomers particularly appreciate Earth's placement in one of the universe's darkest regions, allowing them to observe virtually all celestial wonders in cosmic history. While astronomers often complain about moonlight limiting their observations of distant, faint objects, they recognize the moon's necessity. Its large mass relative to Earth stabilizes our planet's rotation axis at 23.5 degrees, preventing disastrous climate changes. Though Earth's axis would remain stable with a moon half as massive, only our moon's precise mass could slow Earth's rotation to the crucial 24-hour day that human life requires. Remarkably, despite its necessity, the moon has an extraordinarily dark surface, reflecting merely 7% of incident light, making moonlight only a minor annoyance to astronomers rather than a blinding impediment. An amazing solar system arrangement prevents planetary luminosities from hindering astronomical observations. If Venus and Mars traded places, Venus would be 10 times brighter at its closest approach. If Mars and Jupiter traded places, Jupiter would become 1,550 times brighter, as bright as a quarter moon. The gas giant's distant positions limit reflected sunlight reaching Earth, allowing astronomers to study virtually all features of the universe. Our solar system's location, far from the galactic core, keeps us protected by a thin dust disk from deadly radiation, while also blocking the blazing light from thousands of dense star clusters. Positioned halfway between two spiral arms, Perseus and Sagittarius, Earth avoids both the bright star clusters and thick dust clouds that would obstruct cosmic observations. Unlike other spiral galaxies with gigantic star-forming gas clouds, the Milky Way contains no giant nebula, and its gaseous nebula are evenly distributed throughout the spiral arms. The nearest and brightest star-forming region, the Orion Nebula, is 1,500 light-years away and barely visible to the naked eye. If the massive Tarantula Nebula from the Large Magellanic Cloud were as close as Orion, it would fill nearly one-fourth of the night sky and block astronomers' view of everything behind its 40-degree-wide expanse. The Milky Way sits in one of the darkest viable locations for advanced life in the universe. While a galaxy must reside in a cluster to absorb enough dwarf galaxies to maintain a stable spiral structure, most galaxy clusters are tightly packed with giants that would block large portions of the night sky. In our local group, galaxies are far apart with only two medium-sized members, Milky Way and Andromeda, allowing astronomers to see all but a few moon diameters worth of sky. Earth's dark location enables observation of both bright and dim objects, though these represent a minuscule fraction of the universe's content. Dark energy makes up about 72% of the universe, exotic dark matter 23%, and ordinary dark matter nearly 4.2%. Only 0.27% of the universe's total content emits light at visual wavelengths. The perfect placement of cosmic darkness and Earth's location within it serves dual purposes, supporting human life while enabling astronomical discovery. This convergence of coincidences reveals supernatural intention and masterful engineering beyond human capability, evidence of a creator who wanted humans to exist, thrive, and discover the universe's purpose through observation. The universe's inevitable decay, governed by the second law of thermodynamics, presents a paradox. The same physical law making engines work and life possible also ensures the cosmos's eventual heat death. The decay rate is precisely calibrated. Any lower and stars couldn't form, any higher and galaxies wouldn't exist. In 1851-52, William Thomson, Lord Kelvin, identified the dire consequences of the second law of thermodynamics. Universal dissipation of mechanical energy leading to complete heat diffusion, cessation of all motion, exhaustion of potential energy, and universal death. This heat death occurs when all matter reaches identical temperature, ending heat flow and making work, including basic life functions like respiration and digestion, impossible. Paradoxically, without this same thermodynamic law's constant operation, physical life couldn't exist at all. Early 20th century physicists like Nobel laureate Robert Millikan objected to the nihilistic doctrine of cosmic heat death, searching for loopholes like spontaneous particle replenishment. These speculations ended when astronomers confirmed three facts. The universe had a definite beginning in finite time, physics laws have remained fixed since then, and the universe has been continuously expanding. The discovery that dark energy dominates cosmic dynamics confirms this expansion is accelerating, making escape from eventual heat death impossible for anything confined to the universe. Astronomers can now calculate precisely how cosmic heat death will unfold. Lawrence Krauss and Glenn Starkman demonstrated that accelerating expansion yields increasingly serious consequences. First, decreasing observability will occur as cosmic expansion eventually causes distant objects to recede faster than light speed, making them permanently invisible. Second, stars throughout the universe will burn out as the extremely high decay rate disperses the remaining gas and dust needed for star formation. Third, proton decay presents a fundamental limit on physical life, as protons will eventually disintegrate, eliminating all atoms and molecules necessary for physical life. Krauss and Starkman's research effectively falsifies key tenets of secular humanism. If the universe is truly all that is, as they assert, then pessimism and despair represent the only reasonable response to reality. The scientific evidence of inevitable cosmic decay directly contradicts optimistic naturalistic worldviews by demonstrating that in a naturalistic framework, all life and consciousness will ultimately be extinguished. If the universe is not the sum total of reality, then life might actually hold meaning. A one-universe scenario offers humanity nothing to live for, as decay processes that enable life's existence also guarantee its cessation. Yet humans universally experience hope and a sense of purpose and destiny. This suggests three possibilities. Carl Sagan's assertion that the cosmos is all that is must be false. Humans may have access to a realm beyond the physical cosmos, and the purpose behind decay laws likely extends beyond temporarily enabling protein folding, metabolism, and star burning. Everyone at RTB drives traditional cars except for Marge, who drives a hybrid Prius that teaches drivers how to achieve superior gas mileage. Just as no one dreamed of a practical automotive world beyond internal combustion engines for decades, astronomers have only recently considered the reality of a realm beyond our cosmos. Humans have appeared at precisely the right moment in cosmic history. Not too early, before Earth was ready, and not too late, when accelerating cosmic expansion would have limited our view. We exist in the one narrow time window when we can both live well and observe the entirety of cosmic history. This special timing, combined with our unique location in the cosmos, suggests purpose rather than coincidence. Multiple independent conditions reached optimal states during the exact narrow epoch when humans appeared. Earth's rotation rate has slowed from 2-3 hours per day to the current 24 hours over 4.5 billion years, creating the perfect balance for rainfall distribution, heat transfer, and nighttime cooling. Fossil fuels formed through precise timing of the Cambrian explosion, geochemical transformation, and reservoir structure formation, all reaching optimal availability just as humans appeared. The Sun has reached its maximum stability period, beginning 50,000 years ago and continuing for another 50,000 years, with minimal flaring activity that would harm advanced life. The convergence of numerous time-critical conditions necessary for human existence, perfect eclipses, optimal plate tectonics, ideal landmass coverage, and balanced radiation levels, all simultaneously aligning with humanity's brief window on Earth, defies probability. This remarkable confluence forms part of what scientists call the anthropic principle, the observation that the universe appears engineered specifically for human benefit. The universe took billions of years to prepare conditions that can sustain advanced civilization for only tens of thousands of years, a staggering disproportion. Physicist Brandon Carter's anthropic principle inequality revealed this disparity, which Barrow and Tipler later calculated as even more extreme. Global human civilization can last no more than 41,000 years, making the preparation-to-habitation ratio 335,000 to 1. This extraordinary investment of cosmic resources for such a brief window suggests humans must have immense worth and purpose to their creator. unlike all other species, humans possess powerful drives that sometimes supersede self-preservation, specifically the yearning to discern life's meaning and achieve an enduring destiny. People frequently sacrifice comfort, wealth, and even longevity to pursue spiritual fulfillment and ultimate significance. Evolutionary theory cannot explain these uniquely human motivations, as no predecessors show evidence of such drives, and they appear unchanged throughout human history. The universal human tendency toward belief in God, afterlife, and worship across all cultures and times suggests these drives originate from beyond the natural realm. Scientists have accumulated substantial evidence showing that our universe, galaxy, solar system, and Earth function as an essentially perfect vehicle for humanity. Though astronomical features may initially seem strange, each characteristic proves just right in the context of human needs. The anthropic principle that life's presence constrains the physical features of the universe becomes dramatically more restrictive when considering life that must survive billions rather than mere years, and especially for advanced human civilization versus simple unicellular life. Scientists are now rigorously testing whether the universe's fine-tuning targets human life specifically by comparing requirements for ephemeral simple life, surviving 90 days or less, permanent simple life, persisting 3-plus billion years, intelligent physical life, humans or equivalents, and intelligent life capable of sustaining global high-tech civilization. For over 20 years, RTB scientists have cataloged evidence of cosmic fine-tuning, finding that the more scientists learn about physics and universal structure, the stronger the case for design becomes. From 1995 to 2006, scientific evidence for fine-tuning grew approximately a trillion, 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 trillion times stronger each year. Research shows an astronomical body capable of supporting humans with high technology requires at least 10 to the 700 times more fine-tuning precision than needed for simple ephemeral life, far exceeding the 10 to the 79 protons in the observable universe. This dramatic difference compels the conclusion that the universe was exquisitely designed specifically to enable advanced human civilization, implying enormous significance for humanity. When purchasing a used Scion XA without an owner's manual, I struggled with basic functions until ordering a replacement. Though the manual arrived with a plain cover, we verified its authenticity by checking that its detailed information matched our car's specifications, information only the manufacturer could know. Just as a car's owner manual contains detailed information only the manufacturer could know, the Bible claims to come from the cosmic manufacturer. Though not primarily a science book, what it says about physical reality should match observable facts. The Bible accurately recorded scientific details millennia before discovery, demonstrating reliability that suggests divine inspiration. The Bible uniquely predicted cosmic origins, stating the universe had a beginning of matter, energy, space, and time, something confirmed by modern physics through space-time theorems. It also correctly described the universe's expansion, fixed physical laws, and decay processes, second law of thermodynamics. Unlike any other ancient text, Scripture describes a creator who exists beyond space-time dimensions, capable of creating everything from what is not detectable by human means. The Bible uniquely describes God as operating outside cosmic time, able to create time itself and exist without beginning or ending. Scripture portrays God as both immanent and transcendent, concepts only recently approached by science. Modern discoveries confirm biblical descriptions of cosmic expansion, with measurements showing the universe's temperature decline matches precisely what would be predicted by biblical statements about continuous expansion under unchanging physical laws. The Bible accurately describes Earth's initial conditions, water-covered, dark, lifeless, and hostile, and subsequent transformations that made life possible. It correctly sequences life's appearance, marine organisms first, followed by complex animals during the Cambrian explosion, then birds and mammals, with humans appearing last. Scripture uniquely explains humanity's spiritual dimension, which anthropological evidence supports through the sudden appearance of art, music, and religious ceremony with the first humans. Though astronomers observe that Earth and the universe are perfectly designed to provide a wonderful home for humanity, no one would claim life on Earth is perfect. People everywhere define the perfect paradise as a place without injustice, disease, suffering, and fear, exactly what God originally gave humans in Eden. Yet despite the Creator's lavish provision and extravagance toward humanity, our world contains chaos, evil, and suffering. Philosophers, theologians, and astronomers stand in awe of what has been created for humanity's benefit. Earth's surface reveals both abundance and beauty, as King David noted 3,000 years ago. Even with over 6 billion people, Earth offers plentiful supplies, enough for magnificent environments, delightful food, quality relationships, and pleasures of all kinds. Many scientists argue the universe must be as it is, because only one set of physical laws can support intelligent physical life, suggesting the Creator had only one option for humanity's home. Hundreds of fine-tuned features support this conclusion. Change any one slightly, and humans couldn't exist. However, this fine-tuning serves physical life as we know it, within our space-time dimensions. The Bible reveals God has options, describing a new creation completely different from our universe. God designed the universe not for a single purpose, but for many. This physical realm serves as the perfect theater for His redemptive drama, with physical constraints that limit evil while encouraging virtue. Through its design, God prepares those who pass the test of allegiance for life in a completely new realm with features beyond our imagination. God created humans not merely to exist, but with greater plans in mind, to prepare us for eternal life with Him, fully free without risk of ruin. Rather than creating humans in isolation, God designed a universe supporting diverse life forms that contribute to our well-being and teach valuable lessons. The cosmos reveals the Creator's attributes: power, intelligence, knowledge, creativity, consistency, reliability, trustworthiness, care, and love, far beyond human potential. The universe mirrors both human magnificence and depravity. Birds and mammals, endowed with intelligence, will, and emotions, bond uniquely with humans and seem innately motivated to serve us, suggesting we too have an innate desire for relationship with a higher being. Our greatest fulfillment comes from serving God, yet sin has derailed these relationships. God commanded humans to be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, and later to make disciples of all nations. Effective oversight of Earth's resources and global communication of Christ's message requires advanced, globally distributed technology. The universe's physical laws and Earth's resources were designed to enable completion of these divine assignments. The universe appears supernaturally crafted for observation, with humanity positioned for the best possible view. Through technology, researchers can measure the universe's features, discovering more of God's glory, power, creativity, goodness, and love with each new observation. God created the universe to protect humanity from a future touched by evil, designing a cosmos where evil and suffering can be permanently eliminated while maintaining human free will and capacity for love. This cosmic design facilitates the conquest of evil as quickly and painlessly as possible for God's creatures.